This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. Welcome to Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. Joining us today, my old friend Trevor Price. Hi, Trevor.
How are you, Pat?
How are you? Good to see you, man.
Good, man.
Now, Trevor played in the NFL for how many years?
14 years.
14 years. Yeah. And now he's in the media business with Koolapari. We'll get to that in a minute. And you write, you produce, you idea-ize.
Yeah, very good. Now it is.
It is now. How did you go from the NFL to creativity in Hollywood?
The first thing I'll tell people is, look, I was blessed with fast twitch muscles and adamantium for bones. So I was born like this. You know what I mean? Right. So it's kind of like, it's like, what was my career path going to be? It was either, you know, football or superhero, and superhero doesn't pay well. So I wrote a lot when I was a kid because Batman comic books, not like now, they came out once a month. And when you read it in 3 minutes, guess what? You had another 30 days to wait for the next one. I'd write my own. Uh-huh. I'd write my own. I did that for a long time when I was a kid.
How many times did you use the word pow?
None. I used bang a lot.
Yeah, bang,
right,
pow,
right,
yeah.
Punch. But when I got older and when I got to NFL, in college, I started writing movie scripts. Mm. You know, watching Quentin Tarantino movies and going, oh, I can do that. No, I cannot. Mm. But when I got to NFL, you start. Maybe you have a job, but my job gave me 6 months, a year off. And in those 6 months, I became that same kid that wrote the Batman comics. You know what I mean? I started writing my own stuff.
Well, how did you think you could do that, Trevor?
A lot of, I have time, money, and I have nothing to do. You know what I mean? And it was literally like...
Man, I know a lot of people have time, money.
Well, when they need to find something to do. And I always kept saying, oh, it looks like fun. But it's also a competitive thing.
But you're talented.
I would like to say that. You know what I mean? But it's also a competitive thing. My talent is how to compete. Oh, I can do that better than him. I can do that better than her. I can do that. Why can't I do that? And that's kind of what it was.
Yeah. And that's a good way to do it because there is something about having a big ego. By the way, you shouldn't listen to your ego, but having a big grandiosity.
Yeah.
Is sometimes, especially in Hollywood, is good.
Yeah. And it pays well, but also in business, right? Because it's kind of like, what is not out there? What hasn't been done? What can I add to this? You know what I mean? And it's kind of saying to yourself, oh, I want to play in the PGA Senior Tour in 10 years. I'm 40, right? So I can play it on 50. I am not that good at golf, but I'm going to try.
Right?
So that's kind of where it came from. And all of a sudden that morphed into a business almost overnight.
Yeah. When you got your first, what was your first success?
My first idea.
Not football.
That's what I'm saying. That's where I'm going. My first idea was actually given to me by my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
When she was probably about 4 years old. My oldest daughter, 4 or 5, went to a bookstore. And she said, I wish I could read all these books at once. And I was like, oh, that'd make a funny movie. So I had that idea, and I literally looked. I was like, oh, I want to make a movie. I got some kind of directive from somewhere, and I looked at every movie studio. I looked at who's at the top, because I'm not calling the guy at the bottom. I don't have time for that. I have 6 months. Got to call the guy at the top. So I called the president of Sony, Doug Belgrad, and he was like, I know who you are, you should come see me, because he wants to talk to the football player.
Yeah. See, that's the great thing
as
about
a football,
sports.
As any sport, softball player, track, if it doesn't matter, you can get anybody on the phone one time. I got him on the phone once, I said, I have an idea, he said, come see me. I gave them a pitch, I've never pitched anything in my life, I told him the stupid story I made up, he bought it in the room.
What were your first disappointments or setbacks?
So the same thing. So after I sold that first idea to Sony, I made up another one, sold it to Disney. I was like, I'm two for two. This is easy. 2 years, nothing sold. Nothing. Right. Like, I had all these ideas, and I found out very quickly, all these ideas is not what anybody wants to hear. They want to hear one. Are you focused enough? Are you hyper-focused on your one?
And don't they want to hear a new one, Trevor?
Right.
Or not a redo of an old one, unless it's Star Wars.
Right, unless it's Star Wars, but it's kind of like, if you come in juggling all these things, you're just playing to a person that just happens to have that job. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? It's not like, very easy with a coin flip, we could have been reversed. He could have been, I could have been over there listening to you pitch your stupid ideas at me. But what I realized very quickly is, if you have something that you are passionate about, whatever it is, in business, media, sports, whatever it is, and you carry around that one thing, you will eventually get there. I promise you, you will eventually get there.
And getting in the door, we'll talk about that in a second. Yeah, we are here to inspire, get in the door, inform, and connect entrepreneurs all over the world. I'm Pat O'Brien. This is Business Rockstars, and our guest is Trevor Price. You know, used to do a show called How'd They Do That?
Yeah.
And we sold it, pretend this is glass, and we took a peach vodka with a peach inside the glass.
Right.
And I set it down and said, how'd they do that? And he said, 10 episodes. So you have to...
There you go. Easy enough, right?
The idea has to be new, and it has to be different.
Right.
And the pitch has to be right.
The pitch has to be
right. I
would have
said, look, do you know how
That's it. I sold an idea at ABC, and I walked in, I had one sentence. And Mark Gordon and Company bought it at one sentence, and I was like, I'm done talking. I'm going to leave now. They were like, no, tell us more. I was like, there is no more. That's all I have, right?
Well,
they bought it. They bought it because not only was the sentence was good, but my pitch was like, if you can't see the rest of it, if I'm like your TV show, or even like the Tesla, right, the car, if you can't see the future of electric car, me and you no longer have a conversation to have.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, how do you know? I mean, there's got to be some sort of, how do you know? What if you're wrong?
Some of it is research. A lot of it is, and usually I'm not wrong.
We've been through this.
But usually it's some kind of research, right? Mm-hmm. So I would never go
in. What if
in.
You're overconfident?
I think that's okay.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to say yes to me. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? But I have yet to go to any pitch, business-wise, and I was once a partner in an ad agency. I started a .com with my friends that we sold for a bunch of money. I've done a bunch of things, but what you're not going to do is walk out of the meeting with me and say, well, that was stupid. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I've done my research, so it isn't stupid.
And that's the thing. I always, Trevor Price is our guest from Kulapari. What does that mean?
It means poison in Aboriginal language. So in the Aboriginal language, every tribe speaks a different language.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I was creating this, I emailed a professor of Aboriginal studies in Toronto, and he gave me 13 ways to say poison, because it was about poisonous frogs fighting
mm-hmm. right.
scorpions and lizards and spiders, all poisonous creatures. And one of them was Kulapari. So that's what I picked.
It's a new one on me. I like it too, by the way.
Thank you.
What are the three things you would tell entrepreneurs that they have to have? Money, sure, but
right.
confidence, passion,
right.
that sort of thing.
Right. I would say confidence. You have to know your idea is good. You know, and it's going to be past. There's going to be setbacks. But if you are hyper-focused on it and you think it's good, all you need is when somebody say yes. You need one yes. Out of 1,000 no's, you need one yes. And that one yes, God knows it'll lead to. That's the biggest thing, I would say.
And you have to have patience to wait for that yes. Apparently, you've been successful earlier.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to have that patience.
No, you do. You have to have that patience. But as long as you're still working, so what you can't do is have your idea and then say, okay, the only thing I'm going to do is try to sell my idea. You don't have to do that. The world works there. We have a digital world. Google, find out what to do next on your own. Like with Kulapari, I had to learn how to score. I knew how to score because I come from music. I had to learn how to design. I had to learn how to do layouts. So all the posters you see with Kulapari, when mm-hmm. Netflix starts putting them up, I designed them. I didn't hand them to somebody and say, do this. I did it myself. And so that's what you have to do. You have to find a way. While you're juggling all the sales and all that stuff, what can I do to push it up the hill?
How do you plan for the future? In other words, marketing made me think of it. Because every movie now has some marketing attached to it. Either it's a toy, Yeah. Or a spear or poison. Trevor's not selling poison, by the way, or violence.
Not
he's just showing it.
Yet.
Yeah. Right. What are the steps to plan for the future? We talked about VR.
Yeah. So what I've done is gone to the companies that I know or I feel like they represent Kulipara well. So Under Armour, for instance. I live in Maryland. Under Armour is a Maryland company. Mm-hmm. Their former head of marketing lives around the corner from me. So I went to them, and being in football, I could have been an Under Armour guy. I wasn't. I was a Nike guy.
Right.
But they were the first to really do the alter ego thing with Batman and Superman t-shirts and do it at high end. So they knew that business very well. So I went to them and said, listen, let's try Kulipara. Because I made up the Kulipara has four insignias. There's a scorpion insignia, a frog insignia, a lizard one, a spider one. And they look like athletic mascots, right? Mm-hmm. So I said, let's put these on t-shirts. Let's test it out and see how it does. It did phenomenal. And there was 9 t-shirt designs and 5 of them sold out. So there's a whole new line coming out in August, which is hats and shorts and tights for girls.
Right.
All this Kulipara stuff.
And you got to think of everything, right? I mean, let's talk about that for a couple minutes, because it's not just about the idea. Okay. It's about the steps to get the idea out to the public and for the public to call their neighbors and say, you got to see this or buy this.
Absolutely. And that's what you have to be very careful in who you partner with. If you get to that point, right? And luckily I did. No, trust me. People want to look at this and say, this guy's crazy. No, I'm lucky I got to that point, but my idea was good, right? But I also took time and said, okay, Under Armour, Netflix, brand.
So you had a list.
I had a list. Mm-hmm. I had a list of when I went straight down the list. And after the list was stopped, there was no other clothing company.
We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs all over the world. This is Business Rockstars, back in a minute.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
800-379-1174. 800-379-1174.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200 plus job sites. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business.
Don't let yesterday's accomplishments affect today.
Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
To inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs all over the world. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. Welcome back. Trevor Price is our guest. How important is it, Trevor, in the creativity business to know everything? To know this part, that part, that part?
I think it's the most important thing. I think it's almost more important than the idea itself. Because if you're not able to somehow talk that language to the composer, to the designer, to the person that's illustrating, their language, then you will never get what you have inside your brain out onto paper. And the only way you learn how to talk their language is try to do it yourself, right? So when it comes to composing, not everybody's a musician, but you can look for composers online, listen to their music, different cues, learn what the emotions for this instrument, that instrument. You don't have to be the one actually playing.
Right, as Oscar Wilde said, right, to be a musician, but everybody's got music in them.
Yeah, 100%, yeah. Right? So, and then it goes to the illustration. So Kulapari is animated. I can't draw. Everybody knows that. But my eye tells me what I want to see, and instead of trying to tell somebody that, I find what that looks like, then show them that.
And there's ways around. I mean, Larry Bird couldn't jump. Wayne Gretzky couldn't skate. I mean, right, you know, there are ways around all that. What are the things as an entrepreneur that you absolutely have to get out of the way before it drives you crazy?
Your family. No, let me say, I think you have to get some of the failure out of the way. You have to get some of the no's out of the way. You know, to get some of the people to say...
Or I call them ants, automatic negative thoughts.
Yeah, right, 100%. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I think you have to get, you have to find them and have them tell you. And what happened with Kulapari was, the more people I talked to, the more free development I got. You know what I mean? They were like, well, it needs this. Good. Right? It needs that. Oh, really? Wonderbar. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it kind of came free notes and things like that. Because if it's good enough, you'll get some nuggets of information here or there. And I think you have to get that out the way.
And that's the key thing, is listening. I mean, you can be 100%. So full of yourself, which you are and I am.
Right.
But you got to listen at some point.
Absolutely. And what I try to do is listen to people that would
be... And by the way, full of yourself in a good way.
In a good way, right? Because I believe in my idea. So I think when you start listening to people that are smarter than you, right? And even listen to, like, my son, for instance. My son is 10 years old. He has helped me with Kulapari beyond belief.
Well, they have a different vision.
They have a different vision, right? And sometimes I show him things. I've shown him the 13 episodes, and as they were being made, he was watching, you know, little pieces and snippets of animation and whatnot. He's like, hey, why doesn't that do this and do this? And I'd be like, yep, I'm putting that in the thing. You know what I mean? So you have to find a way to listen as much as you talk as well. You know what I mean? But you need people to listen to you as well.
Right. Trevor Price, from football to animation. Do you watch Pixar and Disney and all that?
I watch all of it.
And what do you think? I mean, what do you think of the way it's going? I mean, the technology is so spectacular.
The technology is spectacular, but it's so spectacular that none of it amazes people anymore. Now, you know, a 10-year-old, he grew up in this world, right? So when he sees a car crash into a volcano and that's nothing to him. When I was a kid, if that happened, it was like, my son watched a Predator the other day. Arnold Schwarzenegger's Predator. I don't know where he got, but we watched it. And he watches all Arnold's movies. He watched it, and I remember telling him, I told him, that point where the Predator came out of the water and he was disappearing and all that,
right,
that freaked everybody out, right? He was like, whatever. But
seen it
a thousand times. So what's happening is, my point is, it's going the other way now. It's the fact that the story is now important to these kids, because the spectacle is what they expect.
And that's the other thing. Trevor Price is our guest, and you know, you can't talk down or up when presenting an idea, right? How do you do that? What are the steps to take to just be steady?
I think a lot of it has to do with don't feed the person you're talking to. Don't feed them too much. Don't feed them too little, right? You have to leave something to the imagination. It's almost like a nightgown, right? Mm-hmm. When I'm pitching something, an idea or something like that, or whatever, a business thing, I don't think the audience is dumber than I am. I think the person I'm sitting across from is just as smart as I am, if not smarter.
That's a good trait.
And when you do that, you get somewhere.
Muhammad Ali and I used to have this trick where you do
this. Muhammad Ali and I used to have, I'm like, okay, now I've tuned out or whatever you're about to say. I'm like, wow.
We used to go like this. If you could make that noise, you weren't nervous. And he would always make that noise in my ear. Yeah. You're nervous about interviewing the world champion. And right before he fought Trevor Burbick, I went up to him. We were friends. Yeah. I went up to him and I did that. And he couldn't do it because he was nervous. Mm. The point is, you can't go in with any real emotions other than excitement.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, you can't go in nervous, can't let them see you sweat.
Absolutely. You know, no, because...
Or shake.
Because if you do, that means you don't really believe in your idea.
Right, you're dead.
You have to believe. I mean, it has to be like, this is my child, right? This is my only child. And I'm going to give you a chance to be in my child's life. If you don't want to be in my child's life, fine, I'll go find another mother or father. Mm-hmm. But right now, I'm giving you a chance. And there's I've never taken any of my kids in real life to any of the sporting events and been nervous. You know what I mean? Not because of win or lose. I don't care if you win or lose. That's not the point.
Right.
The point is, we're here. You know what I mean? So whether or not I go to a pitch, believe me, many of my ideas have been passed on. Because the party was passed on several times. And I was like, that's the biggest mistake you've ever made. Either wrong or right, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But I had to think like that.
And you have an advantage as a former professional, or as a professional athlete.
Yeah.
Because preparation is a big thing.
Huge thing.
Talk to me about the two or three things that are the most important part of preparation. For a pitch, an idea, or whatever.
First of all, you have to know who you're talking to. So you cannot go into an animated meeting. I couldn't go to Disney, for instance, and say, yeah, I want to kill off the main character in 3 years. They're like, what? Get out of here, right?
So we're going to kill Shrek.
We're going to kill Shrek. You know, then what are we going to face him at? I don't know. That's not my problem, right? So what you can do is not know who your audience is. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing. The second thing is you have to know what they want to buy and what they want to sell. Because I've been in many pitch meetings for any business. They say, yes, this is great, but what we need to do is turn that into a comedy. And this happened. Because I sold Kulapari to Cartoon Network. And at the time, Cartoon Network was having a big resurgence with Adventure Time and Gumball and all these really funny, goofy cartoons. Kulapari is not funny and goofy, right? I'm like, I'm going to stab these frogs with poisonous stingers. Like, this is what it is. I can't make poisonous animals.
That's what Kulapari is.
Poison. That's a Kulapari poison, right? They were like, no, we're going to make a comedy. And I was like, skirks. No, we're not. You know what I mean? And that's when it ended. So you have to be able to know what they want and how they want to market it. Because even if they like your idea, they could turn left or right. If you're okay with that, that's fine. I wasn't.
After money, is finding the right people the most important thing? After money and your own compassion.
Right. You know, I wish I could say yes, but because my company, Outlook Company, has one employee, and you're looking at him. I have no other employees. Everything I've done, done by myself. And I feel that's important to do because I can't learn a business unless you do it all yourself. It's kind of like the guy.
Would you suggest that to other entrepreneurs?
I would.
You would?
100%, and I don't care what you're making. I mean, if I'm being honest, I have 500 employees because 200 people worked on
exactly.
200 people worked on an animated series. 300 people.
But in terms of the core company.
It's just me. There's one email address, and that's mine.
Do you miss getting hit?
No. I do not.
Well, you can walk and talk and think.
Well, absolutely, and I play tennis at a high level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good luck to you, man.
Thanks, man.
Always good to see you.
Absolutely.
Good to see you. Trevor Price. Kulapari. Watch for it. We are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs all over the world. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. See you next time.
finding happiness. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. There was once a very sad prince who seemingly shouldn't have been sad because he had every gift and pleasure known to man. So the king gathered all the wise men of the kingdom and asked them to help figure out what was wrong with the boy. The wise men said that the king should find a person who is completely happy and have that person switch shirts with his son. So the king searched and searched for a completely happy person, but kept coming up short because everyone he met who seemed happy with their current state would jump at the chance to be offered something more by the king. Finally, the king was out hunting one day and he ran into a boy he could hear laughing behind the brush. When the king found out that the boy was truly happy with what he had, he was overjoyed, thinking his son would now be saved. But when the king asked the boy to step out from behind the brush, he saw that the boy had no shirt. You see, happiness isn't in having many things, but in having few wants.
The tech shows on this month.
If you're finally
thinking of looking at home security systems.
Oh, cool. I'll go with you. We're looking for more home security ideas, too. That's why I called Budget Blinds.
Budget Blinds?
Look at this.
A remote for the blinds.
Yep. Motorized.
Okay. Well, that's beyond cool. I love it. But what does it have to do with home security?
Oh, they also come with a timer. The blinds and drapes open themselves in the morning, close in the evening.
Oh, so it looks like somebody's home even when you're not.
Exactly. And I saved a bunch of money. Sally saved a bunch of money.
But you'll take the credit.
Yeah.
My brother, the tech genius.
Thanks, man.
Now give me that remote.
Budget Blinds motorized window coverings are the ultimate in luxury. And during the Luxury Within Reach event, they're even more affordable. The more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now before this offer ends. Or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Inspire, inform, and connecting a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. Welcome to the show. Let's check in with Mark Lack.
This is Business Rockstars. I'm Mark Lack, and we're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. Joining us right now is Mario Herbalin Canellas. He's the CEO and founder of Visual Podiums. What's up, brother? Good
to have you. How you doing, Mark? Good to be here. Good to be here.
So he kind of says it in the name. Visual Podiums, but tell us, what do you do? And you have one outside, by the way. We're going to bring it in later, but
yeah, well, it's kind of exciting. What we've done is brought the valet podium or podium into the 21st century. So we've essentially turned one into a smart kiosk, a media kiosk.
I was going to say, I saw it out there and I was like, we must have upgraded something here because we got a podium with TVs on it and stuff.
Oh, yeah. It lights up the whole street. Absolutely.
So I got to ask, most people that come through the doors here, like the gentleman before you, comes up with an idea based on a problem they have in your own life. And then the other people just come up with a business that they see a demand for in the marketplace to monetize. How is it for you?
Well, we all have many problems in life. The one I solved with this one was I've been operating a valet company for over 20 years.
Okay.
And so one of the things I saw or a need for improvement was the actual functional podium. They've been the same for 80, 100 years, made out of wood, made out of metal, static sign, yeah. Boring.
Not capitalizing on the...
Correct.
The real estate property, so to speak.
Correct. Just standalone device. It's doing its job, but it can do more. Not only that, lack of lighting and safety features that a valet attendant needs or people driving up need at night or dealing with cash and whatnot. So what I did was late one night, the end of the week, I was looking at my graveyard of podiums,
yeah.
That broken casters, you know, hinges falling off. I said, what do I do with these things?
Yeah.
And so a couple IPA later, good IPAs. I come from San Diego, so... Some good IPAs. I came up with a concept of turning them into media kiosks, essentially making them digital and being able to play the content that you need, one for operations of a valet kiosk,
yeah.
And also to promote services and product.
So the question I have for you then is, how are you getting this into the marketplace? Because I can only imagine, and you're somebody who's been managing them for a while, so that's the reason I'm asking, is what does that conversation look like? Because I can only imagine... You know, it's same thing every business says, which are the six most deadly words. We've always done it this way.
Yeah.
So how are you overcoming, I'm sure, that objection, which you're getting when you're going to people?
Well, besides it being really sexy and appealing as mm-hmm. far as a device, you know,
yeah.
Everyone from my six-year-old to my mother who's 72, they love the iPhone, mm-hmm. right? So essentially you walk up to this or drive up to it, and it looks like an iPhone on steroids. So... Your Fleming's or your valet company, essentially yeah. I come up and I say, hey, how would you like to have a $10,000 piece of equipment, state-of-the-art equipment, at little or no cost to you that's going to improve your business 10% or more and improve the ergonomics and safety of your employees?
So do you have the statistics to validate the 10% increase?
So far, we have tested okay. out. We've had this out in the market for 11 months, beta testing.
Okay.
And with the accounts that we've launched them with, which is over 60 at this point right now, we have got reviews from all the owners, and I would say 80% of them have testified that it's improved their revenue. Anyone walking by, it just lures them into the business,
yeah.
whether it's a restaurant or it's a boutique. And the valet operations, they look like all-stars now. They look like trusted valet attendants that you can trust with your car. They have this fancy piece of equipment. It looks state-of-the-art. You're pulling up in a nice car. That's what you want to see.
Yeah.
So it's improved.
It's true. I mean, I would be more incentivized. I usually do valet, and I'd be much more incentivized, weirdly, now I'm thinking about it. Like, if I rolled up and I saw that, I would just immediately think, like, oh, you know, this is inevitable. This is the inevitable transition of the future, is screens everywhere. We've got three of them.
Yeah, right here.
Three of them behind us that just show the logo. It's like, that's the inevitability of things. You go to, like, you know, fast food joints have all of their menus are television screens now. Some of them are touch screens. So
yeah.
It's the inevitable transition. So I like where this is headed. We've got the CEO and founder of Visual Podiums. Mario Herbelin-Canellas is joining us. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Mark Lack. And we're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. You've been on a journey right now, an exciting one. It's the entrepreneurial journey.
Oh, yeah.
So my question for you is, what have been some of the hurdles and adversity you've had to go through so far? Because I think it's those that usually make people quit and give up.
Yeah.
And it's the ones that push through and persevere that are successful. You've gone through some of them. What have they been?
Well, there's a reason why people like Elon Musk and others have made it while others haven't. And I would say the biggest factor is fear. You have to conquer that fear because you're going to get it all along the way. There's going to be factors that you don't know. You can plan all you want. You can write the best business plan. You can have someone write the best business plan for you, pay them $50,000 to do so.
Yeah.
It's not always going to end up that way. So you have to be able to be, you have to be able to be flexible. You have to be able to control your emotions, control your, you know, your passion and so forth. When you get so passionate for something, you'll do anything it takes to make sure it's going to work. Mm-hmm. But you don't want to do it to the point where it's not going to work, but you're going to just do it anyway. So you have to put that realistic outlook on things as to, is this worth it? Is your time worth it? what is going to be the results of this, and is it worth, you know, inevitably your time? So what I found, there's a struggle all along the way from the startup, your startup crew, funding, especially when you're in no man's land. You know, raising $20 million is just, it takes the same amount of work for someone to raise $20 million as it does two. So when you're doing a startup, my startup wasn't, you know, 50 grand, 100 grand. This is a real deal startup with its technology. It's in a fast-paced game, and it's very desirable. So with that, it has to move fast, and it has to have a lot of money put in. So, you know, we're already at the point where we've put a couple million dollars into this project, and we foresaw that. But getting there is another story.
What was it like going from being somebody who's managed different valets to then having a disruptive product that's going to potentially change the whole valet industry and having people trust you with millions of dollars? What was that?
Well, I've been someone trusted with millions of dollars in cars. Yeah. I'm an automotive guy. I've been handling Rolls Royce and a lot of top name brands for many years, 15 plus years. But I would say what I enjoy is improving the industry, integrating something that's bettering businesses. That was my whole intention from the get-go, and I made it lucrative. Mm-hmm. You know, not every valet company is going to want to spend $8,000 on a valet kiosk if their kiosk is working well. But I was able to come up with a creative way where they can have that equipment and have it paid for them as well and improve their business.
I want to know, for the company, how you're going to scale this. Because at the end of the day, you know, this is something that I feel like probably is not initially the fit for everybody, but there's probably thousands or tens of thousands, you probably know the numbers better than I do, maybe hundreds of thousands of businesses that would fit this and want this.
Absolutely.
How are you going to get it to all of them?
Well,
these can't be cheap to ship around the country.
They can't be cheap, but again, we can't afford them or provide them to you at little or no cost.
You brought one here. So.
Yeah. But how we're scaling this is simple. Right now, we're working with all the parking companies, scaling it nationwide. Through some of the biggest names in the industry and the smallest. Mm-hmm. And we're getting placements all across California right now. Our goals are to hit Miami, New York, Boston, Chicago, all across the U.S., obviously, and internationally. We're making different shapes and sizes, models. We have five different models, double wide, smaller, for different applications.
Which one's this?
This is like our VP5. This is our fifth model. And we have one bigger than this. So this is our second largest right now.
Okay.
The other one is twice as wide, and that's mainly for a hotel setting. We're making some customized ones for TSA right now. They're a little smaller to be utilized through security, check-ins, check-outs, notify you of liquids, you know, the dogs, all that good stuff we need to know before boarding the plane. Right?
Well, I got a question for you. Something like this, like many products in business, how are you protecting yourself as a preeminent, unique value proposition where somebody can't come in with more money, better relationships and distribution and compete, crush you guys, so to speak?
Right.
How are you going to make sure that this is something that is protected?
Well,
is it impossible besides just the value proposition?
Anything's possible. Of course, the patent game is a game in itself. Yeah. So we know that with Samsung and Sony recently. Rounded edges versus square edges, et cetera. We have all the IP up to date on this, and we're constantly adding to our design and utility patents. We're boxing in the patent, per se.
Yeah.
We have all the trademarking. Mainly, our main focus is providing a high-quality product and placing them out in the market as quickly as possible and with the right strategic partners and team. And so far, we have set up some winners on the team, former CEOs of big companies, software companies, hardware companies that have taken a vested interest in this, not only financially, but as, like you said, it's disrupting the industry. They like that. So they're later in their game, and they like still disrupting the industry.
Of course.
And so with the proper team behind this, no one will be able to touch us. And so far, we're about 2 years ahead of anyone else.
Well, what about for the team and the company culture? What are you guys doing? You're San Diego-based currently?
Yes.
Okay, so fun company culture, growing fast. Talk about that.
Well, we're growing fast. We've done what normal companies do in 3 years. We've done in 11 months.
Congrats.
Thank you. Our startup team consists of me and some good friends that I've had for 20, 25 years, bringing out the best in them. So I've, you know, taken my friend who's been my top nerd for years in control of all the media design and formatting. I brought my skateboard professional buddy to handle with sales and marketing. And we've attracted former CEOs of Clear Channel and other media buying companies to come on board to help take it to the next level.
So some people say never go into business with friends and family. You obviously went against the grain there. I did as well. One of the first people that I hired for my business was one of my best friends of 20 years as well. So we both went against the grain, but I want to know your perspective on that, because sometimes, I'm sure you've gone through this, it's not always easy, and sometimes you kind of go, oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
I shouldn't have gone into business with my best friend. But then you look back on it, and obviously you resolve it, hopefully. What's it been like for you, though?
Well, I'll have to agree with you. Friends and family usually is not a great combination. Yeah. In fact, my goal was to involve family on this, and that didn't work out. So touching on that, that is true 90% of the time in what I found. That doesn't mean it's not possible. I am working with good friends on this. You just got to communicate. You got to work through the struggles. And communication is everything. And respect for each other's feelings and personalities. It's not what you say, it's how you say it. Yeah. And that's what I found a lot of the times. You're going to have those moments of frustration. And that's where you guys just group hug and get through it and write out your problems, work it out, and get it done in the boiler room.
I think you nailed it perfectly, though. Whether it's your marketing, whether it's friends or family or not, just a colleague or an employee, communication is definitely the key, not only to a great relationship, a successful business, but obviously resolving conflict. Somebody says, I love this. Obviously, they're going to start being aware of these things out in the marketplace, but where can they follow you and learn more about this?
They can actually follow us at www.visualpodiums.com or www.digiadsinc.com.
Awesome.
And, I must say, none of this is possible without a good support of a good wife, and I definitely have that as well. So,
well, you sound like a very grateful and blessed man. I'm excited to see these things everywhere, and I appreciate you for coming on the show, brother.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars. Connecting a community of entrepreneurs is what we do, so you can follow us at Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
This Valentine's Day, forget the night out. Transform your bedroom into a luxury suite with Boll & Branch sheets. I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. Our organic cotton sheets feel incredible, look great in your bedroom, and arrive beautifully packaged. Try them for 30 nights. If you're not impressed, send them back for a full refund. Right now, get $50 off your first set of sheets plus free shipping at BollandBranch.com with promo code DOZE, spelled B-O-L-L, and Branch.com. Promo code DOZE.
You shouldn't have to choose a random lawyer who charges expensive hourly rates when you need legal help. But the legal system is so complicated, what other choice do you have when you need help with your business or want to protect your family? Start with LegalZoom. They make it easy. For more than a decade, they've provided a way for regular people like you and me to confidently navigate the legal system. LegalZoom's not a law firm, and that's how they provide such great value. They don't rely on charging you by the hour. Instead, you'll get transparent pricing and customer reviews so you know exactly what you're getting up front. If you need help with incorporation, LLCs, trademarks, last wills, living trusts, and more, LegalZoom's the smart choice. They've got the right people on hand to answer your questions. And if you need legal advice, their network of independent attorneys can provide the straightforward guidance you need in most states. Don't let legal hurdles become an excuse. Go to LegalZoom.com today to start building your own future the right way. To save even more, enter ROCKSTAR in the referral box at checkout. That's LegalZoom.com.
NASDAQ
Have you written
market
a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, Call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Leverage content to grow your business on social media. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars. Sabina Galt is joining us. She's the CEO of Connect Agency. She's going to help us answer that question. Sabina, it's a pleasure to have you.
Mark, thank you so much for having me.
All right,
really
let's dive
appreciate
in.
It.
How do we do this?
Oh, content is king.
Content.
Everybody,
it can be king.
It is.
I think context is king.
I mean,
with content.
Content is big today. Yeah. Whether you own the content, where you earn it through media or otherwise, or you buy it, you have to find a way to then share it, right? And that's
where, why I'm saying context.
Right.
Content is everywhere.
Right.
We can have content, but the good content is context. It's a message to market match. It's the right content at the right time in front of the right person. There's relevancy
to
and
the
there's
right
context.
Audience.
Exactly.
It's really important because I think people forget that they can multi-purpose things that they have, right? So you'll have a client that will say, oh, well, I got this great article in Inc. It's awesome. I'm like, great. Now, what you need to do with that piece of content is you need to use it on your social network. You need to tell people that you've been featured in that magazine. Mm-hmm. Now, you need to also take it and internally hype everybody up and get your team excited, because then they in turn will share it with other people. Your sales team can share it out. I mean, all of that is part of how to leverage that content, how to use it, how to put it out, how to really make money with it, ultimately.
So I love the fact that you said Inc., because I've been featured in Inc. a bunch of times, Entrepreneur Magazine, Forbes, and I'm only using that right now as an example of when I was featured in those. First of all, we can talk about how I was featured in those. In a nutshell, you reach out. As you get bigger, it's easy to get in them. But when you're starting out, one of the easiest ways to do it is to read the articles on content that you're good at. So if it's health and wellness, if it's mindset, if it's growing a business, if it's digital marketing, find somebody who just wrote that in Fast Company, Forbes, whatever article you want to be in, copy and paste their name in LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook. Reach out to this person, build a relationship with this person, add value to this person, and then inevitably through building the relationship, you can have them help feature you in these articles and interview you over the phone and turn it into an article. That's step one.
That's my job.
Exactly. And so I want to see. So once you get in Forbes or Inc., as we're talking about, a strategy that we use is then we take that, upload it natively on Facebook or other social platforms, and then we pay to target it to other people that are either in our target audience. So if it's Fortune 500 clients that we're trying to get to,
you're reaching them.
Get into our agency, we'll target them. If it's a media inception strategy, we'll take our content in Forbes or Inc. or Entrepreneur, and we'll pay to put it only in front of the employees and employers who are the journalists and the content creators at these publications on radio, TV, podcast, magazines, etc., that we want to be featured in. Inevitably, they're seeing our content. So then whether we reach out to them, they've already seen us and we've conditioned them, or they'll inevitably reach out to us once they've seen enough of our content and they get to know us. So super easy strategy. But as you were saying, right, don't just have it and say, cool, I was in Forbes or Entrepreneur and not do anything with it. It's what you do with it once you're in there. Because I can tell you, maybe you agree, getting in it doesn't usually move the needle that much as you may think it does.
Yeah, it doesn't.
It's what you do with it.
It really is what you do with it, and how do you leverage those relationships at the end of the day,
yeah.
Right? I think having that perpetuity of constantly being in those kind of outlets also helps tremendously.
Crucial, because it's not a one-time thing.
One time just doesn't do much, right? Yeah. It's like I go to the gym one time, yay.
Yeah.
Okay, that doesn't really work, right?
If you want real results, you have to be consistent.
Exactly. You got to have some consistency. You also have to be able to use that intelligently, right? Mm. Because going to Forbes and telling them you've been in Inc. doesn't really work out that well. So you got to be able to use it to the right people.
Well, that's the thing is because Forbes and Inc. and Entrepreneur, there's no difference. I mean,
right.
Tell me the difference between Forbes, Entrepreneur. There's no difference.
No, but they are competitors. So you also want to keep it very church and state.
Yes.
You don't want to go to one and say, oh, well, I've been featured in this one.
But I can almost guarantee you anybody who's somebody is in every one.
Correct.
So at the end of the day,
correct.
What it is it's social proof. If you have a Fortune 500 client, that's like saying, hey, I'm not going to tell the other Fortune 500 client we're trying to get that we have a Fortune. No, of course. They want to know you've already been in Forbes, so then they'll put you in Inc.
They want to know that you're somebody.
They go, hey, our biggest competitor, they're featured in Forbes. So
chances
they're
are.
Already credible, so
right.
We should feature them in ours. Because at the end of the day, it's about content. And if you provided Forbes great content, they're going to be like, how did we miss that content? Forbes picked it up. We need to get them in our magazine.
Another great way to leverage your content in a different context is to use some of the... They're called sort of like repurposed content websites. So what you do is you work with them hand in hand to create sort of a ad looking like strategy, but it really isn't ads. It looks like a story. It is a story. So your story in Forbes suddenly pops up over 10, 15, 20 different sites at any point of the time, at any point in day. And it really allows people to see that message through, let's say, Purple Carrot is the best new meal delivery kit for vegans.
Yeah.
That suddenly pops up in 20 different websites, and it really enlarges your audience and it allows you to get more for it.
What are some other great things that you have? I mean, we went over some practical steps for getting the journalists and the people that are these influencers in the content creation space, but how else can we leverage content to grow our business on social media?
Influencers. That's a overused, overanalyzed word in today's day and age. However,
but for the people getting started,
it is very useful. Let's say, especially in certain very demo-y kind of products and CPG. Let's say, if you have a consumer products good that is, a tech gadget gizmo, something that you really want for people to show and tell a lot with. Influencers are huge. And again, you have to remember that this is your content that somebody else is delivering. Just because you're not delivering the content, it doesn't mean that it changes that it's yours.
So how can we get these influencers, though? Because how do you actually know where their address is? How do you reach out to them? Because that's the biggest thing. People go,
you reach on social. It's that easy.
Just reach out on social
media.
Say, hey, I want to mail you something.
Most of them will represent themselves. Some of them, the larger ones, have representation, a manager, an agent, something of the sorts, and they'll send you through kind of that file. But really, just reach out on social. Reach out on Instagram. DM them. That's the easiest way.
Okay. At the end of the day, I love what you just said.
You got to ask.
Reach out to the influencer and just ask. It's a numbers game. You reach out to 100, you hear no 99 times, you get that first one. Then it'll be easier to go back and get the next. Sabina, always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
This information is given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged in rendering legal, accounting, business, or other professional advice. Since the details of your situation are unique, you should additionally seek the advice and services of a competent professional.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 1-800-533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
BizTalk Radio.